Welcome to Grace and Glory Audio, featuring Pastor P.G. Matthew. Today, Pastor Matthew preaches from Isaiah 11 on reverence for God in this sermon entitled, The Fear of God is the Soul of Godliness, preached May 30th, 2021. If you have your Bible with you, please turn to the book of Isaiah, chapter 11, beginning with verse 1.
My professor in Westminster Theological Seminary, John Murray, a Scotchman, he said, the fear of God is the soul of godliness. It is grace that taught my heart to fear, and grace my fear relieved. We don't fear anything but the Lord Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. The God of the Bible is the only true God. This God is infinite, eternal, holy, triune, Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, all-knowing, almighty, everywhere present, Creator, Sustainer. He is the Savior and He is the Judge. Yes. Jesus Christ is God-man. He never sinned. He is a consuming fire. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom. Many fools are saying there is no God in this country. It has become a wicked country. Yes. Fool says there is no God. According to my professor, Cornelius Vantal, in his book, Defense of the Faith, he says, in effect, in the name of science, people presuppose chance. In the name of science, we presuppose God triune. In all our thinking, in all our worship, in all our work. To know God, this God, is to fear God and obey God immediately, exactly, and joyfully. This is godliness. First point, Nadab and Abihu did not fear God. They did not fear God. They worshipped God while drunk, and God killed them, we are told. Friends, our God is a consuming fire. He doesn't respect your money or your PhD. There are a number of PhDs in this church. They fear God. God is a consuming fire, sir. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, says Hebrews 12:29. Deuteronomy 4:24 says, for the Lord your God is a consuming fire. It's a jealous God. Leviticus 10:1-2 and 8 and 9, Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, pastor's kids. If you are a pastor's kid, be afraid. He will deal with you more seriously. Aaron's sons, Nadab and Abihu, took their censers, put fire in them, and added incense. And they offered unauthorized fire before the Lord. contrary to his command. So fire came out from the presence of the Lord and consumed them, and they died before the Lord. Then the Lord said to Aaron, "You and your sons are not to drink wine or other fermented drink whenever you go into the tent of meeting, or you will die." They treated God with disrespect. They worshipped God without fear and trembling. It's not a joke to come to church. This is a lasting ordinance for the generations to come. Ananias and Sapphira, they did not fear God. God killed them. Point number two. Now a man named Ananias, together with his wife Sapphira, also sold a piece of property with his wife's full knowledge. He kept back part of the money for himself, but brought the rest and put it at the apostles' feet. Don't lie to pastor. That is the conclusion. Tell truth. Yes. And in this church we preach God who forgives our sins. Great. Tell truth. Hallelujah. Then Peter said, "Ananias, how is it Satan has so filled your heart that you have lied to the Holy Spirit?" Holy Spirit is called the Spirit of Truth. There is no lie in him. "And have kept for yourself some of the money you received for the land." God doesn't need your money, sir. "You have not lied to men, but to God." When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died. About 3 hours later, his wife came in, not knowing what had happened. Peter asked her, "Tell me, is this the price you and Ananias got for the land?" "Yes," she said, "that is the price." Peter said to her, "How could you agree to test the Spirit of the Lord? Look, the feet of the men who buried your husband are at the door, and they will carry you out also." At that moment, she fell down at his feet and died. You think worship of God is nothing? Then the young men came in, and finding her dead, carried her out and buried her beside her husband. Point number three, great fear came upon the church. When Ananias heard this, he fell down and died, and great fear seized all who heard what happened. Great fear seized the whole church. Fear of God keeps you from sinning. Yes. Why do you sin? No fear. No fear, sir. We want to make money. More money means greater blessing. I don't believe it. Why do we sin? No fear of God. But I tell you good news. Repent. God will forgive you. And prove your repentance by deeds. They counted men. They numbered 603,550. God delivered them from Egypt. They crossed Red Sea. But God killed 603,548 of them. They did not fear God. They did not enter the promised land. They died in the desert because they sinned. They majored in murmuring. We murmur. God is not doing my will. Fourth point, Adam and Eve did not fear God, and so they did not obey God, and they died. The Lord took the man and put him in the Garden of Eden to work it and take care of it. And the Lord commanded the man, "You are free to eat from any tree in the garden." He gives us daily fruits, a lot of choice. And he still gives me daily bread, sir. "But you must not eat from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. For when you eat of it, you will surely die." And the devil came and said, "God is jealous. You go ahead and eat. You will not surely die. He doesn't want you to be like God, knowing good and evil." And they ate and died. They died as God had said. God cannot lie. He is the way and the life and the truth. Titus 1:2 says he cannot lie. John 8:44 says, "Your father is the devil, and he is the murderer from the beginning. He is a liar and father of all lies." Be careful when you speak to your parents. Don't lie. Be careful when you speak to a pastor. Tell him the truth. The thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. But I have come that you may have life and have it abundantly. Abraham feared God and obeyed God when tested. Point number 5. Genesis 22:1-2. Sometime later, God tested Abraham. He said to him, "Abraham," he said, "here I am." Our job is to hear and do. Not hear and argue. Hear and do. Then God said, "Take your son, your only son, not Ishmael, Isaac, whom you love, and go to the region of Moriah, where Christ later was crucified for our sins. Sacrifice him as a burnt offering on one of the mountains I will tell you about." But Abraham believed God for performing a miracle. Out of the ashes, God is able to raise my son. Because through him comes Jesus. Genesis 22:12. Do not lay a hand on the boy, God said. Do not do anything to him. Now I know that you fear God because you have not withheld from me your son, your only son. But another son was not spared. God's son, whose name was Jesus. He later died, was crucified for our sins. We sinned, he died. Genesis 22:18. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed. Who is the offspring? Jesus, the Messiah. Because you have obeyed me. Fear God means obey God. Immediately, exactly, and joyfully. Hebrews 11:19, Abraham reasoned when he was tested that God could raise the dead. And figuratively speaking, he did receive Isaac back from death. True Christians presuppose triune God. Read Genesis 1:1. No scientist can explain. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Yes. Scientists believe in chance and evolutionary hypothesis. Fear God means obey God. May God help us to fear God and obey God. Point number 6. Jesus feared God and perfectly obeyed God. Isaiah 11:1-3. A shoot will come up from the stump of Jesse. From his roots, a branch will bear fruit. Who is that? Jesus, the Messiah. The Spirit of the Lord will rest upon him. What we need is baptism in the Holy Spirit. Spirit who gives wisdom. Spirit who gives understanding. Spirit who gives counsel. Spirit who gives power. You shall receive power after the Holy Ghost is come upon you. And you shall be my witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the uttermost part of the earth. God sent to me the uttermost part of the earth. I said, is there any choice? He said, no choice. There is a prayer that I prayed. In the ship, I had a big room and I prayed. I am alone here, but you are with me. Help me. I don't know where I am going. What I am doing. But God spoke to a man in Davis about my coming. I didn't know that. The Spirit who gives knowledge and fear of the Lord, sir. If you don't fear God, ask of God. I want fear of God. And Jesus Christ delighted in the fear of the Lord. This fear of the Lord was his perfect happiness, perfect joy. Luke 22, 39 through 46, Jesus went out as usual to the Mount of Olives. You recently read this. And his disciples followed him. On reaching the place, he said to them, "Pray that you will not fall into temptation." He withdrew about a stone's throw beyond them, knelt down and prayed, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup from me. Yet not my will, but yours be done." An angel from heaven appeared to him and strengthened him. And being in anguish, he went to sleep. Is that what it is? God spoke to me from this passage. He prayed more earnestly, and his sweat was like drops of blood falling to the ground. When he rose from prayer, he went back to the disciples. He found them asleep, exhausted from sorrow. "Why are you sleeping?" he asked them. "Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." I pray 5 times in the night. That doesn't mean you have to pray 5 times. And God sustains me. "Why are you sleeping? Get up and pray so that you will not fall into temptation." And Peter fell into temptation. He denied Christ 3 times. But God forgave him. We sinned, Jesus died. The wages of sin is death, eternal. But the gift of God is eternal life. Thank God. We sinned, he died for our sins. He was crucified for our sins. All our sins, sir. This is the meaning of justification. Forgives all our sins. He never sinned. 2 Corinthians 5:19 through 21, that God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. Hallelujah! Substitutionary atonement. I said, we sinned, Jesus died. Substitutionary atonement. We read that Isaiah 53, the whole chapter, is speaking about substitutionary atonement. And he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. That's what I am. As though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him, that is Jesus, who had no sin, to be sin for us, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. clothed with perfect righteousness of Christ. This is called double transaction. We gave him all our sins, all our guilt, all our punishment, all our hell. And he gave us perfect righteousness of Jesus Christ. 1 Corinthians 1:30 and 31, it is because of him that you are in Christ Jesus, who has become for us the wisdom of God, that is our righteousness, holiness, and redemption. I don't trust in myself. I trust in Christ. He is my righteousness. He is my holiness. He is my redemption. Therefore, as it is written, let him who boasts, boast in the Lord. I said, I don't understand election, but I believe in it. I don't understand why God chose me. It is a miracle. I was a sinner just like anybody else, but he chose me. Romans 8, 28 through 30. First is election. Foreloved before eternity passed. I don't understand it, but I like it. The seventh point, final destiny of all. Matthew 25:46, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous, eternal life. Eternal punishment or eternal life. Jesus spoke more about hell. You don't like it? He doesn't want you to like it. And you read Luke 16, the rich man dressed in purple cloak. Lydia was a seller of purple, very rich person. And he died and went to hell. Work out your salvation with fear and trembling, because there is no lie in the Bible. And the poor Lazarus, what? Went to heaven. Have you trusted in Jesus? That is the question. Yes. Philippian jailer brought Paul and Silas in the night and asked them, Sirs, what must I do to be saved? That is the first and last question. What must I do to be saved? And they replied, believe in the Lord Jesus Christ and you will be saved and your household. Did you read the prostitute of Jericho trusted in Christ and she wanted her household to be saved? Deuteronomy 30, verse 19 and 20. This day I call heaven and earth as witnesses against you that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curses. Choose life, that is eternal life, so that you and your children may live and that you may love the Lord your God and listen to his voice and hold fast to him, for the Lord is your life and he will give you many years as well as eternal life. Philippians 2:12 and 13, therefore, my dear friends, as you have always obeyed, not only in my presence, but Now much more in my absence, continue to work out your salvation with fear and trembling. For it is God who works in you to will and to do according to his good purpose. There is no other Savior but Jesus. You are free to believe in what you want. But I am saying there is only one Savior, Amen. Jesus Christ.
Yes.
There is no other Savior but Jesus, the God-man. His name is Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Acts 4, verse 12, salvation is found in no one else. For there is no other name under heaven given to men by which we must be saved. He never sinned, sir. A sinner cannot save us. He is not only not a sinner, but he is the eternal Son of God.
Yes.
And he became man and never sinned. Perfect obedience. I said, preaching is the first mark of the church which God builds. And in the preaching, we lift Jesus high,
yes,
as God-man,
yes,
as perfect in his obedience, as one who died for our sins, and one who rose from the dead.
Hallelujah.
Why did he rise from the dead? Because he never sinned.
Praise the Lord.
He is the Savior. There is no other Savior.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
May God help us to trust in him and be saved.
Yes,
Heavenly Father, help us all to trust in Jesus Christ.
Yes, yes.
And be saved.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Help us to go out with joy.
Yes, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Grace Valley Christian Center is committed to the unchanging truth of the Holy Scriptures. We have been proclaiming the whole counsel of God since 1974 through our weekly worship services, our website resources, and our publishing ministry. For more information about our church, to find more edifying sermons, or to order books by the Reverend P.G. Matthew, please visit our website at gracevalley.org.